Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the little musical variety program on which I play 78 RPM records from my collection. It's stuff from the first half of the 20th century. We're going to start out the program today in Melbourne, Australia, a record made there in August of 1949 by Frank Johnson's fabulous Dixielanders. That's not just a qualitative statement on my part, that's actually the name of the band on the label, Frank Johnson's Fabulous Dixielanders. And if I say so myself, they are pretty fabulous. This is a record on the Jazz Art label, and they're playing a tune by Clarence Williams. It goes back to the 1920s, it's called The Worn Out Blues.
Get up off the floor, Manny, and play some of that piano.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't start out a program like this with a record called Worn Out Blues, but this has been a pretty exhausting week, and I'm feeling a little on the tired side, and so a record titled Worn Out Blues seemed appropriate. But be that as it may, I think we're still going to have a good time today. I'm looking forward to the show. I've pulled out a nice stack of 78s for us to listen to. All kinds of things, Dixieland bands, jazz bands, vocalists, country singers, college bands. You'll see. Lots of good stuff. We started with Frank Johnson's Fabulous Dixielanders. That record was made in Melbourne, Australia in 1949, issued on the Jazz Art label, record number 29. The title, once more, Worn Out Blues. We're going to turn now to a record by countertenor Frank Coombs. That's spelled C-O-O-M-B-S. He had a fairly wide range in his voice, and he recorded prolifically for the Columbia label around 1910. Indeed, this record was made in January of 1910, and this is Columbia A835. He's singing the Stephen Foster song, Nellie Was a Lady. And there's a reason that I pulled this record out for us to listen to. Aside from collecting 78s, one of my hobbies is listening to old-time radio programs, drama, variety, comedy programs of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. And this past week, I happened to be listening to a program called The Cavalcade of America. This was a weekly 30-minute program on the air for many years and sponsored by DuPont. It presented little vignettes of American life and American history, and the particular episode I listened to was called Nellie Was a Lady. I assumed at first it would be about Stephen Foster or about the title character from his song, but it turns out that it was about Elizabeth Jane Cochran. Who? Well, she was a female journalist in the late 1800s who took the pen name Nellie Bly after the title character in Stephen Foster's song. At a time when the newspaper industry was pretty male-dominated, Nellie Bly entered and wanted to become a real journalist. Those women who did write for newspapers often were assigned fluff articles and little gossip columns and things like that. But Nellie Bly wanted to do the real nitty-gritty stuff. She wrote first for a Pittsburgh paper about the plight of female workers in factories around Pittsburgh, the harsh treatment they received, and this got her promptly fired from the paper. She made her way to New York, and one of her first assignments when she found work at a newspaper there was to feign insanity and have herself committed to a women's mental institution, one that was notorious for mistreating its patients. She stayed there for 10 days, and when she came out, she wrote firsthand about the mistreatment of the patients at this hospital, and as a result of her article, which then became a book, policies were changed and the hospital improved its treatment of its patients. She did many other things. She also traveled to Mexico and wrote about the dictatorship there and the harsh treatment of people. But one of her biggest stories was inspired by Jules Verne's book Around the World in 80 Days. Nellie Bly decided to turn that fictional story into a reality, and in late 1889, she set sail from New York to go around the world to see if she could do it in fewer than 80 days. Along the way, she met Jules Verne and arrived back in New York only 72 days later, so she beat that 80 days. Anyway, let's get to the music. We're going to first hear Frank Coombs sing Nellie Was a Lady. We'll follow that with another Frank Bessinger, singing Radio Lady O' Mine, a Pathé record from 1924. And we'll finish off this set with something from Ethel Merman, singing with Al Goodman and his orchestra. We'll keep the lady theme in the title going with A Lady Needs a Change. So starting us off, here's Frank Coombs, Nellie Was a Lady.
My daughter. have never seen. Every time I tune in on my crystal set, there's a certain station fills me with elation. Sweet radio, radio mine, all through the day, you're on my mind, dear. When a silvery evening star shine, how I rejoice when your voice I find. No million of others hear you. I feel I'm the one you're dear to, near to. Please sing me that one little line. It goes, I love you. Radio, radio, mine. Radio, radio, mine. All through the day, you're on my mind, dear. When a silvery evening star shine, oh, I rejoice when your voice I find. Oh, millions of others hear you. I feel I'm the one you're dear to, near to. Please sing me that wonderful line.
the unmistakable Ethel Merman. A song called A Lady Needs a Change. Not to be confused with A Baby Needs a Change. That comes from the musical production Stars in Your Eyes. It was recorded in New York February 22nd, 1939. Issued on the Liberty Music Shop label, record number L256. Before that, Frank Bessinger, half of the team of the Radio Franks, Frank Wright and Frank Bessinger, singing a song composed by those two gentlemen, Radio Lady O' Mine, from about August of 1924, Pathé record 32085. And we started the set with Frank Coombs in 1910, a Columbia record, Nellie Was a Lady. For those of you just joining us, welcome. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program on which I play 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. If you're enjoying the music and you'd like to write to me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. You can also visit the website for the program at www.shellacstack.com. Again, www.shellacstack.com. In this next trio of records, I have a little collegiate theme going, for no particular reason at all. I just thought we'd listen to Waring's Pennsylvanians and their classic record from 1925 of Collegiate, written by Nat Bonks and Mo Jaffe, Victor record number 19648. And after hearing Collegiate, we'll hear Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers with Down the Old Ox Road. Lovely Coslow and Johnston song from 1933. This record is on the Domino label, 146. And then we'll finish off the set with a medley of college fight songs played by the Mustang Band of Southern Methodist University, Decca 705, recorded in Los Angeles in January of 1936. I won't give you the names of all of the universities represented. We'll see if you can name some of them. I'll tell you afterwards. But to start us off, a peppy number from Waring's Pennsylvanians, April of 1925, Collegiate.
We can't do without, and we wouldn't care if there were no suspenders. There's a famous thoroughfare I've heard collegiate say. I'm not referring to Piccadilly. It's not 42nd Street, it's not the Rue de la Paix, nor is it Market Street in Philly. Ask most any college Romeo, to complete your education you must go down the old Ox Road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition's not a place, but just a proposition called the old Ox Road. The old Ox Road. Could be any romantic spot, a country highway or a moonlit yard. It could be in the parlor where the lights are burning low. It could be in the movies in the very last row. Down the old Ox Road, in the magic of the moonlight, you are thrilled with delight. As the leaves that flutter o'er you whisper, love her tonight. Why keep waiting and debating when you know it's time for mating on the old Ox Road? The old Ox Road.
And that's the Mustang Band of Southern Methodist University, under the direction of Tom Johnson, a college medley featuring the fight songs of Yale, University of Southern California, Army, University of California, University of Texas, Stanford University, and finishing with Southern Methodist University. That was recorded in Los Angeles on January 2, 1936 for Decca Records, issued on Decca record number 705, and the band sounds pretty chipper, despite the fact that only the day before, New Year's Day, Southern Methodist University's football team lost in an upset to the Stanford Indians, 7-0, in the 1936 Rose Bowl. So the Mustang Band was out there along with the football team and I'm sure a healthy dose of spectators. In fact, the game was sold out and there were apparently something like 200,000 people on a wait list to see it. It's quite the game, I understand. Before that, we heard Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers, a song from the film College Humor called Down the Old Ox Road, a film which starred Bing Crosby and which had more than a little to do with football. That was Domino record number 146 from September of 1933. And we started the set back in 1925, April 4th to be exact, with Waring's Pennsylvanians, Victor 19648, Collegiate. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, bringing you 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. We're going to change things up a little bit now. A record by Jimmy Rogers, a singer I like a lot. He recorded this in Camden, New Jersey, in RCA Victor's church studio. August 11th, 1932 is the recording date. It's one of his own songs called Whippin' That Old TB. TB, of course, referring to tuberculosis, which Jimmy Rogers suffered from and from which he would die less than a year after this record was made. My copy of this is a British pressing on the Regal Zonophone label MR1310. After that, something from Paul Robeson, the spiritual Swing Low Sweet Chariot, Victor 20068, from January of 1926. And we'll finish this little set with Singin' Sam. This is a Conqueror record from April of 1933. The song is In the Valley of the Moon. To start us off, though, here's Jimmy Rogers.
The old lady, old lady, old lady, lady. Listen all you round. Be like me. Don't worry about consumption, even if they call it TB. The older lady, 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 TB, TB. Some say tonic is. Take all your medicine you want, I'll take good liquor for mine. Deodorant, lay, lay, lay. For the hospital and the doctor done everything they could. Lord, Lord, happiness and the sunshine. Lord, it's done me all the good. The odor-lay, lay, odor-lay-lay. Don't let that old TB ever get you down. Don't let it get you down. First they want your insurance, then they want to plant you in the ground. Play it, boy, play that thing. Just say in your mind your troubles you forgot. Forget 'em, boy. Because good old contentment, Lord, it's gonna help you a lot. Oh, lay, lay, oh, lay, lay. use to worry, no use to lay down and die. Cause nine times out of ten, ain't nobody will cry. Yodelay, lay, yodelay, lay.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home, tell all of my friends I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry
goodbye. She cried and so did I. Now do you wonder why I'm lonely? But we'll meet again by the roses in the valley of the moon.
Really a lovely record. That's Singin' Sam, In the Valley of the Moon, a Conqueror record, recorded in New York on April 10th, 1933. Singin' Sam was really Harry Frankel, who hailed from Springfield, Ohio. He was a vaudevillian back in the 19-teens and early 20s, and made his first records for the Jeanette label, under his own name, Harry Frankel, in the early to mid-1920s. By about 1930, he was becoming well-known as a singer on radio, out of WLW in Cincinnati and out of some stations in New York as well. He made just a handful of recordings for some dime store labels under the name Singin' Sam in the early 1930s, then decided he had had enough of New York and moved back to be close to his birthplace. He moved to Richmond, Indiana. He continued to make transcriptions, though, into the early 1940s for broadcast on radio stations across the country, and so achieved some modest fame into the World War II years. Harry Frankel died in 1948. Before that, we heard Paul Robeson, a Victor record from 1926, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And we started off the set with Jimmy Rogers, the Singin' Brakeman, in August of 1932, Whippin' That Old TB. Up next here on the Shellac Stack, something to pick up the tempo just a bit, Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, a recording made in Chicago on September 11th, 1926. It's a Walter Donaldson song. The vocalist isn't known, but it's a Brunswick record, 3322. The song is I've Got the Girl. We'll follow that with a little something for my friend Neil, who I know likes barbershop quartets and other male harmony groups of the 1920s and 30s. This is a group called the Dana Harmonizers. It's on the Harmonia label, H1601. This dates from about 1946. The song is a good one. You Tell Me Your Dream, I'll Tell You Mine. And then we'll finish off this set with Bob Herring and his orchestra. Under the pseudonym of the Dixie Daisies, it's Down by the Congo, cameo record 8225 from May of 1928. To start us off, here's Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, I've Got the Girl.
She gave her heart to me. Oh, those lips, oh, those eyes, oh, can't you see? She's just the kind of a girl you'd like your girl to be. I'm satisfied, so satisfied. Who wouldn't be, who couldn't be? I've got the girl, she's just the girl for me.
Mine was the best. sunlit waves and starry skies just harmonize. Down by the Congo, each lover seems to love it more and more. True love is planted there, hearts are enchanted there. Down by the Congo, to dream and always linger on its shore.
It's not a bad little song. It's credited to Rollini, Kirkaby, and Mills, called Down by the Congo. No discography that I have identifies the vocalist. The vocalist is not credited on the label, but I think I recognize Irving Kaufman as the singer on that. The record was made in New York, May 9th, 1928. Before that, we heard the Dana Harmonizers, a Harmonia record from about 1946. You tell me your dream, I'll tell you mine. A little something for Neil Siegel. And we started off that set with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, a Brunswick record from 1926, made in Chicago, I've Got the Girl. On Columbia Records, I've Got the Girl was recorded by Don Clark's orchestra. I think that's the very first recorded example of Bing Crosby. He sings in a little vocal group on that. We have time for just a couple more on today's edition of the Shellac Stack, and we're going to turn next to Jimmy McPartland and his Dixieland Band. This is a Prestige 78, record number 302. It was recorded in Chicago in about March of 1949. I like to look for different versions of Bix Beiderbecke's composition In a Mist. I've got a handful of them on 78 RPM Records, and this is one, Jimmy McPartland's version of In a Mist. And we'll finish up with Sidney Torch and his orchestra. Sidney Torch was a British organist back in the 1920s and 30s who turned to leading what would you call it? Sort of a light music orchestra in the early 1950s. This was recorded in England, pressed up here in the U.S. on the Coral label. 60661 is the record number, from about 1951. The selection by Claude Ivoire is called Ski High, or maybe they mean for it to be pronounced Sky High. I'm not sure. It's S-K-I-H-I-G-H. And I think you'll hear there's some little ski-sounding effects. So I'm going to go with Ski High. Anyway, let's start with Jimmy McPartland and his Dixieland Band, In a Mist. Thank you. Well, that was thrilling. Sydney Torch and his orchestra. And if we started off this program with Worn Out Blues, I think I'm a little re-energized now. That record sounds like something Leroy Anderson might have composed, doesn't it? Claude Ivoire credited as the composer on Ski High, a choral record from 1951. Before that, Jimmy McPartland and his Dixieland band with Bix Beiderbecke's In a Mist from 1949. And yes, once again, that's all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. As always, I thank you so much for tuning in and listening along with me to these 78 RPM records. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.